The transfiguration of our Lord Jesus reveals three things about him. First, in the company of Moses and Elijah, Moses was the deliverer God sent to save the people from slavery in Egypt. Elijah was the pinnacle of prophets who one after another foretold that another Messiah will be coming, the anointed one by God who is much greater than Moses. So now you have these two figures standing there together with the Lord Jesus. It is clear that the message here is that Jesus Christ is the anointed one, the Christ, the Messiah. And then he was shining like the sun. Everyone knew of the marvelous story of how Moses, because he spent time in the presence of God, his face shone so much that he had to put a veil over his face, not to frighten the people of God. Everybody knew that story. And now looking at the Lord Jesus on the mountaintop, not only his face was shining, but his whole body shines through his clothing. The radiance of Moses came from God, whereas the radiance of Jesus came from within him. It is very clear that the transfiguration of our Lord reveals to us that the Lord Jesus is true God and true man. For that one moment, the humanity of Christ is peeled back so that the divinity of Christ would shine through. The third revelation of the transfiguration is the voice from heaven when the Father says, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." So that the transfiguration reveals to us that the Lord Jesus, not only he is the one sent by God, the Christ, the Messiah, not only that he is true God and true man, but that he is the only begotten Son of God, the third person of the Holy Trinity. In 40 days after the transfiguration, the Lord Jesus will go to Calvary. The confrontation with the devil, but in which he won, of course, with the resurrection. My brothers and sisters, today with the whole church, we celebrate this event because we are the disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus is the general leading the army. We are his soldiers in this great war against the devil for the salvation of souls. Every day we fight. We fight ourselves, our brokenness. We fight the world that is leaving God. We fight the devil himself. But what a wonderful, wonderful news it is to know that in this fight, our general, it is revealed to us in the transfiguration, that our general, the one that leads us, is the Christ, the true God and true man, the third person of the Holy Trinity who cannot lose. And so as we celebrate the Transfiguration today, we are ready to march forward as the disciples of Christ, as the soldiers of God. As I mentioned to you before the Mass, our bishop sends us once a year a missionary to help us because we live here in Orange, California. We don't get a chance to go to other places to be of help to those of our brothers and sisters who are in need around the world. So through the missionary once a year, we are given the opportunity to be a missionary here from home. And so now I have the privilege to invite Sister Teslin Joseph to come forward and share with us the work that she and her sisters do and how we can be of help in this wonderful work.